Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains Podcast. My name is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society University, and this is the work of the chaplain, Lesson 70. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help those who are interested in serving others through chaplaincy, pastoring, coaching, and counseling to learn the basics of this profession and, more importantly, this ministry. Our work of the chaplain passage from this episode is 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verses 24 through 27, which says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we and incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Beloved, our work of the chaplain quote for this episode is from Dr. David Prince. He said, "The discipline, focus, courage, and characteristics it takes to be a competitive athlete or a loyal soldier also pertain to Christian living, and believers who enjoy sports ought to have eyes to see." In this podcast and episode, we are going through the fine book, The Work of the Chaplain, by Dr. Naomi K. Paget and Dr. Janet R. McCormick, who did a wonderful job. Our topic today is Chapter 9. And by the way, if you don't have this book and you're interested in this kind of ministry and profession, you need to get this book. It is the gold standard. So our topic today, as I was saying, is Chapter 9, Other Chaplain Specialties, Part 5. And we're dealing with, again, sports and recreation chaplains. Chaplains minister to amateur and professional football, baseball, hockey, and soccer teams. They provide a ministry of presence to participants, fans, and staff of myriad racing venues, horse and dog racing tracks, drag and circle race car tracks, that is NASCAR, and road racing and endurance racing, that is Grand Prix. Chaplains from the United States even care for the spiritual needs of the world's athletes in the Olympic Village. Sports chaplains perform on-site spiritual care and presence ministry, chapel services, educational programs, work-related and family-related counseling, weddings, funerals, devotions, and always ministry of presence in the work and training areas where the sport happens. They pray over the athletes and teams before the start of sporting events. They seldom ask God to let their team or athlete win. Instead, they pray for safety, teamwork, fair play, and evidence of all of the training, dedication, and hard work that has been invested. And they ask God to bless it. The Special Olympics is a unique event for participants, working, and spectators. Everyone is a winner. This was Tommy's first event, and his family was nervous for him. "What could I pray for you, Tommy?" the chaplain asked. And Tommy put his little hand up to the chaplain's ear and whispered, "Would it be okay to pray that I don't cry if I lose?" Chaplaincy in resort and other leisure settings represents a steadily growing opportunity for ministry to people who work and play in areas all around the country. Resort chaplaincy is usually a multi-faith form of counseling and spiritual program services available to people in resort business settings. A resort chaplain is equipped by experience, attitude, and training to offer spiritual ministry programs in resort settings for people of all religious faiths, as well as those who claim no religious affiliation. These chaplains typically have a personal affinity for an ability in the type of recreation or sport their constituents enjoy, such as golf, for example. Resort chaplains may be found in parks, camps, RV parks, and ski areas, at golf clubs, boating clubs, on cruise ships, and wherever else tourists gather to play and rest and take it easy. One such ministry, a Christian ministry in the national parks, places chaplains in United States parks during the summer to provide worship services and spiritual care to campers and park staff. It is an independent ecumenical movement providing interdenominational religious services at 65 national parks, monuments, and recreation areas. The niche-finding abilities of chaplains are virtually unlimited, as many continue to turn their avocations into their vocations. Through spiritual presence, listening, and practical acts of caring, recreational and sports chaplains, and this, of course, includes prayer. The most powerful thing you can do in chaplaincy is pray for people. It is a beautiful thing and a beautiful opportunity. But as they continue, through spiritual presence, listening, and practical acts of caring and prayer, recreational and sports chaplains provide God's love to a world of athletes and people involved in many forms of sports and recreation. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this time together. And we thank you for what we're learning. And we pray that you'll help us to apply it to our lives and to the lives of others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and all idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life, and that I have broken your commandments, and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.